Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turteltaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics and Healthcare Compliance Association. Coming to us today from France is Noemi Lichon. Noemi is Head of Sanctions and Litigation for CNIL, the French Data Authority. Noemi, first, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you for the proposal.
So first, I think it would be good if you could give an overview of CNIL's authority for those who may be unfamiliar with it.
The CNIL is the French Data Protection Authority. It is an independent administrative regulatory body whose mission is to ensure that data privacy law is applied to the collection, use, and storage of personal data. Regarding its mission, it has first a general mission of informing individuals of their rights granted by the General Data Protection Regulation and the French law. The CNIL also protects these rights, and individuals can contact the CNIL when they are experiencing difficulties in the exercise of their rights. Last year, for example, the CNIL received a record of 11,000 complaints. A second core mission of the CNIL is regulating and advising businesses and organizations to ensure that they comply with their data protection obligations. And in order to verify the concrete implementation of the GDPR and the law, the CNIL has also investigative and corrective powers. Last year, the CNIL had conducted about 300 inspections, and the CNIL's restricted committee in charge of the adoption of sanctions pronounced 11 sanctions.
Wow, 11,000 is a big number. So what's causing the most data breach issues that you are seeing in organizations?
Last year, the CNIL carried out many investigations related to breaches of the security of personal data, and 7 sanctions were adopted. During these investigations, the CNIL has observed that most security breaches could have been easily avoided. In fact, it is really important to understand that these violations are really serious because they have direct consequences on the private life of individuals. So the CNIL has noticed 3 main problems that could be easily solved. First, an authentication with an unsecured password. Websites that allow weak password make the access to a user account easier for hackers. Then a second problem is the lack of authentication rules to access a user account on a website or the possibility to access an account via a guessable URL. Thus, it is important to implement a control of access in the application programming interface, which controls if the request is valid. The third problem is the lack of data encryption. In case of violation, the lack of encryption of documents makes them visible by anyone. The CNIL has published a guide regarding the security of personal data with recommendations on these different points, and this guide is available on our website.
That's good to know. We'll be sure to put a link to that guide into the blog post that will accompany this podcast to make it easier for people to find. So you referred to the guide. What are CNIL's expectations for businesses when remediating problems that they find or that you find with a website or just with a storage of personal data?
The culture behind the sanction procedure and law enforcement in France is based on an incentive to comply. The CNIL's ultimate goal is that the data controllers and processors comply with their data protection obligation and that the rights of individuals are respected. This position is confirmed by the fact that although the CNIL receives about 11,000 complaints per year and conducts hundreds of inspections, it only issues on average 70 orders to comply and 15 sanctions. Regarding orders to comply, about 90% of them are closed for compliance. So the first objective of the CNIL is not to punish businesses and organizations. It is rather to ensure compliance, and the CNIL has a deep culture of support and promotion of compliance. However, the CNIL does not hesitate to use its corrective power and to impose a fine when a data controller does not want to comply. And the CNIL can also decide to sanction the controller or the processor directly without a prior order to comply, for instance, when the violations are particularly serious. This decision belongs to our president, and it is important to be able to sanction directly in order to guarantee the dissuasive nature of the sanction.
That's notable, this conversation, and what you just said, that, you know, there's a desire first and foremost to ensure compliance rather than, you know, just to go about imposing fines and other penalties. So how typically do issues get resolved then? Is it a conversation? You know, if you can take us through that process, that would be great.
For instance, when a complaint is submitted to the CNIL, the handling of the complaint is generally done by an exchange of letters or email with the controller. For example, if a person has difficulty in exercising his or her right of access, the controller is required to take measures in order to comply with the GDPR and, in this case, to provide the complainant with the copy of his or her data. There is a deadline to reply, in general 15 days. If the reply is satisfactory, the complainant is informed of the result of our action by later closing the complaint. But if the reply is not satisfactory, we have different options. It can be decided either to continue our exchanges with the controller or to take other types of measure and to use our corrective powers. Most complaints are resolved through exchanges and mediation with controller, but in some cases, it is necessary to order the controller to comply with the GDPR or with the data subject's request. And as I said before, in some cases, it can be decided to directly sanction the controller.
Now, let's deal with an example of this. Can you take us or talk us through the Google case? How was that handled and the lessons for the compliance community? Obviously, that was a large, high-profile case.
Yeah. On January, the CNIL's restricted committee imposed a fine of €50 million against Google for lack of transparency, inadequate information, and lack of valid consent regarding the ad personalization. For the context, the CNIL received complaints from two associations, the None of Your Business Association and La Quadrature du Net, the latter being mandated by 10,000 people. The two complaints argue that Google has no valid legal basis to process the personal data of the user of its services. The complaint of NOB was focused on the Android operating system and the complaint of La Quadrature du Net on ad personalization. In order to handle the two complaints, the CNIL carried out an online inspection in September. And on the basis of this inspection, the CNIL observed two types of violation of the GDPR. First, a violation of the obligations of transparency and information. And second, a violation of the obligation to have a legal basis for ad personalization processing. Regarding the violation of the obligation of transparency and information, it is related to the privacy policy of Google, and the CNIL noticed that the information provided by Google is not easily accessible for users and that essential information are excessively disseminated in several documents. Moreover, some information is not always clear nor comprehensive, and by consequence, users are not able to fully understand the extent of the processing operation carried out by Google. For the second violation, it is related to the obligation to have a legal basis for ad personalization processing. Google stated that it obtains the user consent to process data for ad personalization purposes. However, the CNIL considers that the consent is not validly obtained for two reasons. First, the user's consent is not sufficiently informed, and second, the consent given is neither specific nor unambiguous. In order to know how to properly inform data subject and how to collect their consent, guidelines have been published on the two topics by the European Data Protection Board, and they are also available on our website.
Well, that's also something worth looking into as a follow-up for everyone listening. So now let's look to the future. What are CNIL's key priorities, and where can people learn more about them?
Recently, our activity report for last year was published, and at the same time, the key priorities for this year have been announced. This year, as the years before, the CNIL actions will be based on two main areas. first, support for professionals in the application of the GDPR, and second, monitoring compliance with their obligation. In terms of investigation and repressive policy, this year marks the end of the transition phase between the old and the new legislation. So this year, the CNIL will fully verify compliance with the new obligations and rights arising from the GDPR, and it will fully use its corrective powers, if necessary, in the event of a finding of non-compliance. Regarding more specifically the investigations program for this year, it has been announced that the CNIL wants to focus on complaints and on two other main topics. Regarding the complaints, the objective is to have an investigation strategy based on the requests received in order to stay in touch with the expectation and concern of individuals. And there will be a focus on the practical exercise of rights, which represent about 73% of the complaints received. And for the two other main topics, they are the sharing of responsibilities between controllers and processor, and the data of children, for example, biometric data or CCTV in school. This information is also available in our website and in English.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you for sharing all of this information with us today. I think it's very useful for anyone dealing with the complex rules of privacy and how to understand ways to think about managing data better. I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen. I'm Adam Turteltaub from SCCE and HCCA saying, I hope we're able to expand your compliance perspective.